Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, the Biden regime of the New World Order is sending another $2 billion worth of military aid to Ukraine to kill more Russians and provoke more war with Russia. Russia's response is to brag about their new Satan Mark II hypersonic unstoppable nuclear missiles. That's right. The Biden regime is walking us directly into a World War III off-the-cliff scenario. And the Biden administration is also using taxpayer dollars to fund global warming hysteria propaganda around the world, not just here at home, but also paying foreign correspondents and fake news to promote fear porn global warming. The Delaware Supreme Court has now struck down voting by mail and same-day registration as unconstitutional. The feds are preventing J6 prisoners from even accessing their own attorneys, much less family and basic rights, the right to a speedy trial, for example. Florida's Supreme Court has approved DeSantis' request to go after the, or at least impanel a grand jury to look at the COVID vaccine makers, which probably won't go very far as they have federal vaccine liability immunity from the federal government. Sean Hannity did not believe for one second that the 2020 election was stolen, according to his recent testimony under oath. So another fake news, fair weather friend, who's really just another deep stater, Hannity and Fox News, all of that. We have judges releasing Sam Bankman-Fried on a $250 million bail that there's no way he could have afforded, if he's being honest. And flight cancellations are happening all over the country by the thousands as a winter storm, really big one, decides to wreck our plans. McDonald's has unveiled the automatic McDonald's restaurant for the first time in Texas. No employees on hand. It's all done by AI. It's all done remotely. No $15 an hour minimum wage. No calling off sick. No headaches. This is the wave of the future. Automation, for better or worse. And we have, in Brazil, a counter coup underway as the president of Brazil, the legitimate one, who recently had his election stolen, just like we did here in the U.S., actually decides to overrule the Supreme Court and put the military court in charge of interpreting the Constitution. Basically, he just sidelined the far-left radical Supreme Court that had helped to wage the coup and steal the nation's election in the first place, and they're not happy about it. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support RedPillLiving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
So America will send another nearly $2 billion military package to Ukraine to fight and kill Russians, whom started this conflict in self-defense from the many multitudes of biological weapon research facilities with live biological weapons in them right along their border, and also the ethnic cleansing of ethnic Russians in Ukraine. Basically, the Jews in Ukraine were killing Christians and former Russian Christians and preparing biological weapons to potentially attack Russia. But of course, Russia is not happy about this. They are already discussing their new Satan Mark II, which is a hypersonic nuclear missile, unstoppable nukes. That's what they're planning in response to this U.S. aggression against Russia. And Elon Musk, of all people, asked Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, little Adam Schiff, the probable pedophile and definite traitor to the U.S. government, the same Adam Schiff who has wasted so much of our time with Russiagate and false impeachments and everything else, he asked him whether or not he approved the hidden state censorship in direct violation of the Constitution. The strangely prestigious Stanford University has released a list of harmful and racist words that we should no longer use, including American, grandfather, and the expression long time no see, because apparently you're racist to care about those things. This is part of their ongoing war against all things white, all things Christian, all things that are not degenerate, really. And all of this culture war, all of this sin war stuff, it really boils down to this. There are Satanists who run the world, and they are behind it, pushing it, pulling the strings. But, ultimately, it is about the sinful nature of mankind choosing sin over God, rejecting God so that they can glorify themselves in sin. And what that means practically is that while there are still Christians with Christian values in the world who have the power to speak out against these things politically, a lot of the stuff that they want, like open pedophilia, will never be tolerated. So for us to have open pedophilia and all the other evils that the elite want, the satanic elite want, they must kill God in our hearts and minds. And of course, there would be no global warming alarmism if there wasn't so much money behind it. Entire careers of fake science and fake news reporting are being built upon the lie of global warming in a world that is actually getting colder. Our taxpayer money is being used around the world to promote global warming propaganda to scare children into giving up their rights to an all-powerful one-world government. And yes, fake news science is that bad. There's a reason most of the world still believes the world is a globe. I know, many of you have not yet taken the time to do the research on this. Go to theserapium.com and look up Biblical Earth. It holds up to testing. It is real. The world is flat, young, fixed, unmoving, set on pillars with a bubble on top. There's no such thing as space. We cannot get there. It is a lie from a NASA Hollywood basement somewhere, just like the Red Hot Chili Peppers song said. And I'm not a good singer, but it goes something like this. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. And that is absolutely true. NASA, SpaceX, all of the stuff that is happening is a lie. But scientism isn't just about lying to you. There is an agenda. Why did they convince the world that the Earth is a globe? Because they were trying to promote heliocentrism, which is an anti-biblical, fake scientific position, more of a cult belief system, really. And heliocentrism is the belief, the false scientific belief, that the world and the universe, or at least our local galaxy, spins around the sun, which is what they worship in their sun worship paganism. And in worshiping the creation rather than the creator, the very same sun that casts its light on both good and evil people in this world indiscriminately, which really functions more like a glorified light bulb. But you see, heliocentrism was really important to the occult elite, and the Pope and the papacy basically approved Cardinal Wolsey's plan of learning against learning, to flood the world with fake science and fake theology, fake doctrines, fake news, in order to confuse people so they just didn't know what was true anymore. So they tried to use this fake science to kill God. For the last 500 years, we've seen nothing but a rise of atheism and nihilism and communism. And now they're trying to use fake news global warming to impoverish and starve all of us to death. That is exactly where this goes. Many studies have shown that the policies they want to enact would cause massive, widespread starvation, not only in the Third World, but primarily in the Third World, leading to the deaths of billions of people. But now the EU plans to tax carbon emissions from every single EU citizen who breathes or farts or lives, which will soon spread around the Western world, at least. And all alongside this, fake news and science vaccines were killing and culling a small percentage of the world population every month. Now, I know many of you have your problems with the whole biblical earth theory, but fake science is killing you. How much more of it can you survive? And don't forget to support our Patriot sponsors and free speech at the same time by shopping Patriot with redpillliving.com, who has an incredible Christmas sale of 25% off the entire store. And on top of that, if you buy two liposomal vitamin C's, you get one free. All of this and much more at redpillliving.com/onsalenow using the coupon code Christmas. In Delaware, the Supreme Court of the state has now struck down vote by mail and same day registration as unconstitutional. I just want to mention, at this rate, the courts will probably solve the problem long after we're all dead. And the Just Us system continues to prevent January 6th defendants from even having the basic necessities, the basics of their rights, such as speaking to their attorney, planning a defense, speaking to their family. They have locked them up for years without any sort of a fair trial, any sort of a speedy trial, which is their right. And they have been torturing these people, beating them, denying them, persecuting them, and with no end in sight. In fact, the government just gave a lot of money to the DC police to continue their January 6 persecutions, arresting more people. In Florida, the Supreme Court has allowed DeSantis' request to impanel a grand jury to investigate the COVID vaccine manufacturers, although they are federally exempt from all liability because of the agreements that the vaccine companies have made with our corrupt government. This can only serve to bring more light to the situation, which I'm sure is going to be completely corrupt and unfair and one-sided. And no, I don't trust DeSantis either. And because of lawsuits from the election-stealing company Dominion, we now have Sean Hannity testifying under oath that he did not believe the election of 2020 was stolen. He never believed it, not even for one second, according to him. Just another fake news liar on the record admitting it. Founder of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has now been released from jail on a $250 million bail, which is interesting because, according to the public numbers that we have access to so far, he doesn't have that much money left. Now, supposedly his parents' home was put up for the bail, but in the area that his parents' home is in, none of those homes come close to that level of value, although they are wealthy million-dollar homes. They're not $250 million homes, let's put it that way. And supposedly, he only has $100,000 left to his name. So, who is protecting Sam Bankman-Fried, or is he still sitting on some of the missing $1 billion of crypto money? Thousands of flights around the country are being canceled because of a supposed once-in-a-generation winter storm battering the U.S. right now. It's getting cold, if you haven't noticed, and it may get worse for a few more days. I've been trying to get all of my baby trees and stuff inside before it gets really cold. As workers around the country united to demand $15 an hour minimum wage, companies have responded. Not with a raise, generally speaking, but in one case, at least so far, automation. McDonald's has unveiled its first automatic restaurant in Texas. Nobody's there. No one to call out sick. No insurance problems. No tax problems to deal with. You know, payroll. None of the issues of HR or sexual harassment or just the general headaches of staffing, unreliability, and all that. It's all gone. This computer will cook, flip, and serve meals much faster, more efficiently, and cheaper in the long run than human competition ever could. The only silver lining here is that less people will be shot by angry customers and murdered for not having enough fries or sodas or whatever on stock. And that generally happens in leftist-controlled cities, where an angry customer just pulls out a gun and murders, just outright executes a fast food worker for being out of something. Happens all the time. But all those jobs are gone very soon. In Brazil, the far-left radical Supreme Court has essentially cheated in order to allow a far-left radical communist, Lula, to become president. And they have won the election through rigging and cheating, just like we saw here. In response, the people have been protesting en masse outside of military bases and in the streets, demanding a military intervention, solution, or even a revolution, if necessary, in order to stop the steal. Tensions have been coming to a boiling point, and now, recently, the government military forces have been going after the far-left radical military or paramilitary arm, which is the drug cartels, even killing some of their leadership in raids, and this has pretty much started a full-scale civil war in Brazil. However, the people are not yet involved, just the military versus the far-left paramilitary, you know, our version of Antifa, they're drug lords down there, basically. But now, a sharp escalation. Bolsonaro, the Trump of the tropics, the legitimate president who legitimately won the election and had it stolen from him, has just signed an order to put the military courts above the Supreme Court in interpreting the Constitution, which means that he has nullified the power of the far-left radical Supreme Court via executive order. This is a tenuous position, however, it is one that the people support. If the military supports Bolsonaro, then they will have stopped the steal. This will work, but only if Bolsonaro goes through with it and if the military supports him. This is exactly what Trump should have done, but instead he handed our country over to a coup, after warp-speeding their primary weapon of death, the vaccine. And in the election fraud case, Maricopa County's attorney goes on this weird rant and says that you reap what you sow if you're essentially dumb enough to show up and vote on voting day rather than voting early. And here's Roger Stone, of all people, saying that he believes a demonic portal has opened above the White House.
I think that there has a demonic portal opened above the White House around the time that the Bidens moved in. This was brought to my attention by a Christian who lives in North Florida, who sent me a bunch of photographs and a bunch of documents, and also some notations in the Bible about portals. And I was like, okay, sure. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I mean, you should start out by being skeptical. I was extremely skeptical. That sounds insane to me.
That's exactly what I did.
But please continue.
So I was skeptical about it. But I looked at the photos, and you can also, there's a live cam where you can actually see in real time, and there does appear to be something, you know, above the White House.
Something inexplicable.
Well, at first you say, well, maybe it's a reflection. Maybe it's an aerostat balloon. You know, maybe there's a logical natural. So I called a police officer I know, works in Arlington, it's a friend of mine. And I said, look, do me a favor, would you go down and check this out? He said, are you out of your mind? I said, no, just humor me. Go down there and check it out and call me back and tell me what you see.
Right.
And take photos. And he called me back about 2.5 hours later and he said, you're not going to believe this, but there's definitely something there, and it's there. He said other people were there photographing it. One man called and said, you can see it day or night. It's like a smudge in the sky, almost like a cloud that doesn't move. But when you zoom in on it with a telephonic lens, it's swirling like a cauldron.
Now, wait a minute. So this is like, what, 8 months ago?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a cop.
Yes.
Telling you that he doesn't know what the heck it is,
but it's something.
But yeah, there's something there.
Correct.
And therefore, has this persisted?
Yes, it's still there.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Okay, that's nuts. Like, how has the media not covered this?
Well, the media doesn't cover a lot of things that are true. The point, of course, is that prophets, who I do believe, and other holy men, have told me that only prayer can close the demonic portal. I believe that as well. I actually address it in my prayers every night. But there's something going on there. There's no question about it. You can think I'm crazy. Go look for yourself.
I hope that you have found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. And don't forget, we are doing a special countdown to Christmas sale at redpillliving.com, our Patriot sponsor, where you can use the coupon code CHRISTMAS to get 25% off the entire store. And there's also still an ongoing sale on vitamin C, where if you buy two, you get one free. Liposomal Super Vitamin C, something we all need more of these days, where the deep state is trying to kill us. And I'll see you guys on the next one.